From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Vatican's Congregation of the Clergy has denied an appeal from parishioners to keep St. Patrick's Church on Bridge Street in Catskill open. The nonprofit group Friends of St. Patrick's received the news last month. The group has 60 days to file a second appeal. Friends of St. Pat's co-leader Deb Johnson said, and I quote, "We are very disappointed to see this," end quote. The group believes substantial support exists to reopen the church. According to the Vatican's letter, the repairs necessary to make the building habitable again would be cost prohibitive. The church's budget is approximately $200,000, but it owes $1.3 million, most of it to the Albany Diocese. The parish is incapable of handling an additional increase in debt of at least $1.1 million to finance the repairs needed to make the church safe, according to the Vatican. Johnson said former Albany Bishop Howard Hubbard is partially responsible for the debt service because he must have known the parish's financial status. She said, and I quote, "The diocese can forgive the money if they want to," end quote. Friends of St. Pat's co-leader Anthony Petronini plans to bring the fundraising campaign to radio and TV, and he will hand out petitions related to the cause. The group will hold an emergency meeting at the Washington Irving Senior Center in Catskill, 6:30 p.m. May 30th, to discuss ways to raise $1 million for the necessary repairs. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. More than 20 people attended a Chatham Village Board workshop on increased water and sewer rates for residents. Those in attendance expressed concern and frustration over being hit with the second substantial increase in their bills in less than 18 months. The previous increase also eliminated a minimum use charge. Mayor Tom Curran encouraged village residents who did not attend this meeting to submit written comments to the village. He also said, and I quote, "Nobody's happy," end quote, about the increase. Several residents said their rates doubled this time. According to the board presentation, rates for residents inside the village are going up from the current 0.045 cents per cubic foot of water to 0.073. The sewer rate would rise from 0.065 cents to 0.109. The projected deficit in the village sewer budget could be nearly $560,000 for the coming budget year, and the water deficit is projected to be just under $125,000. Asked about the deficits and why the previous increase did not close the funding gap, Curran said, and I quote, "We raised the rates, but we didn't raise them enough," end quote. The board next meets at 7 p.m. Thursday, May 24th, at Tracy Memorial Village Hall. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Development Corporation Board of Directors is considering its own future and has put the proposed redevelopment of the Cats Warehouse site on hold. The news comes after some members of the Hudson Common Council called out the HDC board for its alleged abuse of executive sessions during public meetings. Corporation Board Treasurer Don Moore said, and I quote, "We've put the COTS redevelopment project on hold for a little while until we get some better sense where we want to go and where the city wants to go," end quote. How long the project will be on hiatus is unknown, Moore said. The three potential developers have been told about the delay. Moore said, and I quote, "There are infrastructure questions and parking questions, and if the city does not see value in the project and does not want to cooperate, then we have to reevaluate that project," end quote. Proposals for the $20 million to $30 million development project include affordable housing, grocery store, or education center. The HDC board will discuss the future of the corporation at noon, Tuesday, May 22nd, at the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, No. 1 North Front Street. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Chris Bragg is reporting for Capital Confidential. Antonio Delgado, candidate for the 19th Congressional District Democratic primary, was inducted May 20th at a ceremony in Troy into the Upstate New York Basketball Hall of Fame. Delgado had an exceptional high school career in Schenectady, where the 6'4" forward played on the 1994 Section 2 championship team. He went on to play at Colgate University, where the team went to the 1996 NCAA tournament. Delgado later attended Oxford on a Rhodes Scholarship and then Harvard Law School, eventually moving to Rhinebeck 3 days after the inauguration of Donald Trump. Delgado is currently the fundraising leader in the primary to unseat Republican U.S. Representative John Faso in Kinderhook. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely today, mainly before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 61 degrees. For Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a temperature high near 76 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. The sun rose this morning at 5:26 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:17 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 47 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 22nd day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.